Let's talk national emergencies for a moment. You probably remember that President Trump declared a national emergency at our southern border with Mexico. But you might not know that he just declared another one over tensions with Iran, and it allowed his administration to overrule Congress and send some $8 billion worth of weapons to Saudi Arabia and to the United Arab Emirates. Rachel Stoll is at the Stimson Center in Washington. Is there a national emergency, Rachel?
Well, certainly I am not privy to the intelligence reports that the executive branch has seen, but I'm not sure, to be honest, today what the difference is with the situation with Iran versus last week, for example.
And what does the president's override of Congress do in this situation?
So basically, the override allows the president to push through arms sales that have either been on hold in Congress or have not even been given to Congress yet for their approval, and allow those to go forward without any congressional oversight or congressional discussion of those particular sales. And it's particularly troubling because we're talking about weapons to countries that have been involved in serious humanitarian catastrophe in Yemen.
So how many arms deals have been on hold with Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, and what kind of weapons are we actually talking about?
So the weapons deals that have been on hold so far, and they're on hold primarily through informal review, which is when the administration sends sales up to Congress and says, hey, this is what we're thinking about before we formally notify you. Do you have any issues with some of these particular sales? And what's happening is the United States continues to sell weapons to Saudi Arabia, specifically precision-guided munitions, which are used against civilian targets in Yemen and have caused enormous casualties.
So what can Congress do at this point in response to the president's decision to override the sales of weapons that have been on hold?
There is very little they can do with regards to these particular sales. Those are already in the pipeline, and the president has invoked this provision of the Arms Export Control Act, which allows him to do this. What they may do is introduce legislation that would prevent such an end around of Congress in the future. That could be problematic as well, because there is a longstanding tradition of a process between the executive branch and Congress to work together to make arms transfer decisions. We need to get back to the basics here and figure out how the executive branch and Congress can work together to make sure that arms sales are in the interest of the United States and that we're not rewriting U.S. law and policy to go around sort of politically sensitive issues.
How unprecedented is this? I mean, have other U.S. presidents overridden Congress to sell American weapons overseas?
There were two cases. In 1979, the Carter administration used the provision to transfer aircraft and tanks and armored personnel carriers to Yemen. And in 1984, the Reagan administration sold Stinger missiles and other missiles to Saudi Arabia. So it's not unprecedented, but it's obviously not very common if we're talking about examples from the 70s and 80s.
So if we take the long view here, how will delivering these weapons impact the growing tensions with Iran?
So, I mean, Iran's probably laughing about the issues that it has caused, because this gives Iran every excuse to continue to arm themselves. So this is exactly what Iran would want. I don't think there is any long view here with regards to national security. These are very short-sighted decisions that the Trump administration has been making with regards to Iran, and certainly with regards to arms sales to the region. And at some point, the U.S. has to really rethink its role and how it is contributing and complicit in the suffering that we're seeing there.
When do you think that self-assessment is going to happen?
I think Congress has made it, and that's why you see Congress putting hold on particular sales. To be honest, I don't know if this administration is capable of looking at the humanitarian consequences of its actions.
Rachel Stoll is head of the Conventional Defense Program at the Stimson Center in Washington. Thank you very much for being with us, Rachel.
Thanks for having me.